Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
If Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger and his colleagues in the Senate get their way, you will pay more for bread and milk at the grocery store, and the cost of getting a haircut and having the brakes on your car repaired will increase too. That's a key part of the Senate GOP tax reform proposal to apply the sales tax to food, drugs, and many services that are currently not taxed. The state revenue that Berger's plan would raise wouldn't go to increase teacher pay or provide health care to people who can't afford it. No, Berger's tax scheme would actually mean more budget cuts to schools and human services by reducing state revenues by $1 billion. That's roughly the budget of the entire community college system. The extra money you pay for a loaf of bread or to get your car battery replaced will help pay for a $56,000 tax cut for millionaires. A married couple with three kids earning $40,000 would see a tax increase of more than $600. That's not reform, that's Robin Hood in reverse. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.